Good morning, everybody, and welcome. This is the Wake and Bake Show, and I'm super psyched for today's thing, and it's definitely worth getting up at 4:20 in the morning because, man, you know how much on the Wake and Bake Show we love to wake, we love to bake, we love to smoke the herb. So when we get to have some actual breeders come in to the morning show, that just changes the game up for me. That was like, I started thinking about it early this morning. I was like, fuck, I don't want to get out of bed. I was like, oh God. I was like up late last night listening to this station. And thank you guys for tuning in to Purple Haze Radio, a cannabis lifestyle radio station where we have all these great cannabis talk shows. We've got live DJ sets and we play obviously now at 4:20 a.m., but we're also going to be replaying because I do this for all you East Coast motherfuckers out there, all you guys, I get up early for you, so when you're driving in at work, you can wake and bake with me before you get up and go. And then we replay at 7:10 a.m. for everybody in the West Coast who are starting to get up so they could hear the Wake and Bake Show, and then we're on again at 4:20 p.m. with our great cannabis show. So tune into those, and then at 7:10 p.m. every single night, we have a live concert for you guys to enjoy. But today, we got the original breeders, Cali's own, Priscilla and Jim the Chef, here with us today to bestow these wonderful, if you could be out here, you guys would love to see this. They brought us a couple of bags of some delicious, delicious looking nuggets that I'm gonna be smoking on with them today. As a matter of fact, you guys are already lit up. We got Priscilla. Say what's up, Priscilla. How you doing today?
Hey, everybody. Good morning.
How you doing? Thank you so much for coming out this early in the morning to hang out with us today.
No, thank you for having us. We're really excited to be here. We love to wake and bake, and we're so happy to finally be able to do it with you, Purple Haze Radio.
Yeah, what are you smoking on? See, she had something rolled already. She was like, fuck this, I ain't gonna wait till the show starts. I gotta light my shit up, start baking it up. What are you smoking on?
Actually, I'm smoking on some vitamin CBD.
Vitamin CBD. So, when you're talking about CBD to the people, oh, I'm gonna try that for sure. Like, she's handing me the joint. You see, I love it. That's the way I like to wake and bake. And you said, what was this again?
Vitamin CBD.
Vitamin CBD. Let's briefly take a little morning puffy.
It's won quite a few awards.
Wow, pretty smooth. See, the problem with CBD is kind of sometimes a little harsh when you're smoking hemp stuff, like hemp based. But is it higher in, what's the THC?
This particular strain is 8% THC and 8% CBD.
Okay,
so it's 1-to-1.
A 1-to-1 ratio, meaning both of them are not going to knock you on your ass by any means. You probably won't even get high, right?
Well, you do get a little high because it has the presence.
Like a tiny buzz.
Yeah.
But not psychoactive.
Not psychoactive because you have the balance of CBD. And the CBD is what balanced the effect out.
Now, we had another guest on just before, and we were talking about Switzerland and other countries, how proactive they are, in these other countries with smoking a lot of CBD, because it's not about getting high, it's about just having an endocannabinoid system, right? And that our bodies are lacking that. So this helps essentially the lack of, right, by smoking a strain like this?
Particularly, yes. They are vitamins.
Okay.
And smoking excessive THC depletes the body of many of these vitamins that the body needs.
So if you're a weed smoker, all right, and you're smoking weed every day, you're saying to a certain extent, I do understand there's some depletion going on, but if they supplemented it by smoking, let's say, CBD, would they create a balance?
Yes, that's what I believe the best medicine is, the equal ratio, 1-to-1 ratio.
Okay. So you're talking about a specific, you think a specific strain would, of an equal ratio to both the psychoactive and non-psychoactive and not being too strong, has a very vitamin quality, right?
Correct.
What about a balancing quality?
Okay, balancing. more of like mood or more of a health healing?
Well, for instance, smoking THC stimulates the nervous system, and your neurological system is overworking, you know, and that's especially when you get into the dabs, the concentrates, these kind of heavy THC dominant medicines. So you're building up agitation, stress, and the CBD allows the body to calm down, to calm the nervous system, to deflate. And
so to deflate. So, but yes. Can you, is it advisable if you're about to go out and do something, or would you say that that's something you kind of wait before you would want to smoke a 1-to-1 CBD ratio? Are you kind of like, when you're saying it, it's almost like, hey man, I'm done with work. That's the ratio to hit. You know what I mean? Or is it something like not advisable in the morning for, let's say, the wake and bake?
Precisely. Well, there is a genetic for every time, especially if you are a connoisseur. For instance, in the morning, the pure sativas, which we're about to get into right now from Africa.
Hey, I'm down to hit. Let's see. I'm very excited, you guys. I'm like a kid in candy store. It comes in with all these beautiful bags of different weed. You know, and let's fucking try them all, because that's what I'm all about here. That's what makes the Wake and Bake Show fun, when we get like new strains to try. And this is called the Queen Mother. Okay. That smells real good. That has a fruity kind of smell. That definitely passes the muster. Let's take a little closer look. Nice and crystally. Now, indoor, outdoor, what is this?
This greenhouse.
Yes. Greenhouse. Okay, so outdoor. In a covered setting, essentially, and are you using organic soil?
Organic everything. A biodynamic
farm. Nice. Biodynamic. And that's the way to go, because a lot of people don't understand that the rules and regulations have changed a lot. And, you know, you can't just grow any way you want, because you're going to get pesticides and various things. When you end up having those issues, you're not going to be able to sell your stuff in the dispensaries. Now, people were getting away with it for a long time, obviously for 20 years. But, you know, we all want to smoke healthier, bud. So props out to you guys, original breeders, for keeping yourself organic and making sure that everything that in the plant is all natural.
Yes.
Smells good. It's got, what's the THC level on this bad boy? Is it CBD or is it THC?
That's 23% THC.
All right. See, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's right. I like to be in the 20s myself. It's got a nice little smell.
Yes. Excellent terpene profile.
Cool terpene profile. And if you had to describe it, the profile, in an actual flavored way, what kind of aromatic, like what description would you give it? Is it fruity? Is it earthy? Is it, you know, give it, if it was a wine and you wanted to characterize the bud, what would you say?
I would say it resembles its nature, and it comes from a very tropical area where tropical fruits such as pineapples, mangoes,
acidic
fruits.
Got me real excited now.
Gross.
That's what I love. I've been talking about the fruity shit for a while.
So it's also has an earthiness to it that gives it the funk, you know, so it's not over the top straight fruit. So it's a very dynamic, balanced, with some sweet overtones and some earthy tones as well.
I'm feeling the earthiness for sure. That tasted real good. The Queen Mother. So Priscilla, we're on the Wake and Bake Show, and what I always do is I ask my guests, and you know, we'll definitely get to see what Jim wants to pick, but any song that you could pick, really, that's out there that you get up in the morning for your wake and bake, you want to chill a little bit too, it could be any genre, anything, because us as stoners, we love all kinds of music. So this is just more of like a curiosity of, if you had to pick a song or a group you want to have in the background here for a little wake and bake, what would you pick?
I'm going to pick, I'm going to support one of our fellow cannabis artists out there, and I'm going to pick Burner.
Okay, let's go to Burner. Shout out to Burner. You're out there doing your thing with the cookies. Let's see, he's got, you got 20 joints, 12,848 1,000 listens. So let's
Pretty good job, Ernie.
That's a good one. And while we do that, let's try another flavor. What other flavor we got going on?
We are going to go to a cross of the Queen Mother with a plant from the Congo.
Okay, the Congo. This is exciting. I'm getting international today. Listen to all you motherfuckers on the Wake and Bake Show. Listen to this shit. International nugs today. What are you guys smoking on? Because today we're smoking on some international nuggets, you know. And wow. Wow. That has a real unique, crazy smell. And what's the THC on this?
Similar. It's about 24% with exceptional terpene profile.
Okay, 24%. That's And how would you describe this bad boy?
I would describe it as very intricate. There's many layers of flavors.
Kind of smell a little bit of the blue cheese or blue, like something. It's got a little bit of that licorice smell, kind of almost.
Sure.
Blue Dream. That's what. Is it Blue Dream in there? A little cross?
No, it's pure Landrace genetics.
Okay, Landrace genetics.
Yes. So.
Now, have you ever messed with the Blue Dream? Are you familiar with that
yes,
one?
Yes, I'm very familiar with the Blue Dream.
Do you? Yeah, you know, from a two connoisseur type of thing. Do you think it has a slight smell of the Dream in there or no?
I hope not.
Oh, really? No,
that was just a joke.
Why? It's a good one, man. That was one of those ones that when you started growing, I've been growing all these years, 25 years, and you go through all the different strains of weed, and I remember when all those blues came out, and I remember when Blue Dream came out, it actually took like a really interesting position in the cannabis smoking world because it was like one of those weird ones that kind of like, you didn't know if you liked it or not. It had this pungent smell. It was like black licorice-y. And when you like went in, the smoke went out in the air. It was so distinct, you know. But it definitely brings me back to a little bit of that. And then the stuff that I used to grow back in the day called the Black Dominican.
Oh.
I don't know if you remember that one.
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. What were some of your favorite strains back in the day?
Sensi Star. My unicorn strain.
Ah, unicorn. Now, what was the unicorn?
Well, unicorn was just something that I really couldn't access, you know, when you get a real Sensi Star, it's, for me, in my body, that
shout
works
out to
amazing.
Sensi.
Yeah.
They did the Jack for a while, right? The original Jack?
I believe so.
Yeah, Jack Harris. Shout out to my boy Jack, Emperor of Hemp, one of my mans. I wish you could definitely see him. What's number three? See, I'm excited today. Like, all you guys get to hear a lot more different flavors than we've had on some of our other guests because we've had a few celebrities who've rolled through. We've had, you know, pleasure having Money B come through. We're going to have Steve Perkins come up on the show. And when I have my cannabis breeders, man, that's a fucking treat. I had tried some. One of my guys came through and we tried this stuff called the Forbidden Fruit. And
sure.
Man, that shit was delicious.
Nice.
Yeah, that's a really sweet strain.
What's the name of this one? This is just a straight OG, huh?
Yeah, that's some OGs that we've been working with. There's a few different ones in there.
It's called OBLOG.
OBLOG, shout out to the OBL. And does OBL actually stand for something?
It's Original Breeders League, our
group.
So
that's the shout out. And then do you have an Instagram let everybody know about?
Yes, we are at Original Breeders League. That's
Original Breeders. Okay, and then are you guys on Facebook?
Yes, it's... No, actually, we're not on Facebook. Okay. But we have a website.
Got a Twitter or anything, too, or no?
Just Instagram. And our website.
And the website. And what's the website for everybody?
OriginalBreedersLeague.com.
OriginalBreedersLeague.com. So I don't want you guys pulling out your phones all of a sudden while you're driving because we don't get you in a stoner wrecks and stuff listening to radio. But when you get a chance, go check out Original Breeders League. A lot of great, great strains that I'm enjoying to smoke this morning. Wish you guys could smoke. But when you get to the wonderful recreational state of California,
hey.
More and more shops are opening up that are going to allow you guys to enjoy some stuff. But if you're in West Hollywood, where we're at, shout out to Dr. Dina at AHS on Santa Monica, where the Disjointed whole entire series on Netflix was kind of put together, and you can buy some of their crazy ass strains and shit down there. And then shout out to MedMen, those motherfuckers pioneering here in West Hollywood. They got people lined around the building literally, as long as they're open, there are lines of people around here, tourists and people just wanting to be like, yeah, motherfucker, I can go walk in if I'm 21 anywhere in the world into those specific shops and ones that are designated around the state. And I can enjoy all this great cannabis that we're smoking here today.
Yes, it's so exciting to see this whole industry develop to what it is. It's a testament to so many different things that have oppressed us for so long. So it's time to celebrate. And that's exactly why we're here at 4:20 in the morning with you.
Thank you. Thank you for sure. I know it's tough to get a stoner unless he's already been up or she has been up. With the whole after-hour partying, then you're getting back around now, you're bumping some music, hopefully listening to this nonsense, and you're lighting up a joint after, like, rolling out all night and want to wind down a little bit with us.
Rolling out.
Well, it depends. If you're on the West Coast, you're hitting the after-hours parties. If you're on the East Coast, you're kind of like, shit, you're either in bed.
Just getting up.
Maybe getting up, whatever it may be. And hopefully you're tuning in. But we will be having a lot of the cast on our website on Purple Haze Dash Radio. You get to listen to that. And on our SoundCloud, we have all different shows and cannabis shows that we have on Purple Haze Dash Radio. So, yeah. What other strains we got? It's a very exciting day. There's like one nugget after another nugget. And how long have you guys been breeding and give everybody a little bit of a shout out as far as you guys represent Northern Cali, right?
That's correct. Well, we're up in Northern California. Our farms are up there.
And what area is that?
It's actually in the Calaveras area, which is a little controversial right now, but we have faith that we're going to pull through.
Okay. Well, hopefully, you know, knowledge and people knowing what you got going on, everything that's going on is going to keep things going in a good direction. And I noticed when the bag got placed over to me that this particular one is named after you. It says Priscilla. So.
Priscilla OG.
All right. See, here
we
got.
It was a voted name.
I love it. Voted. Of course. You got to rock. The one that's, you know, rolling as the head queen of the crew. Absolutely. And was this your favorite strain, though? Because, like, if you got to put your name on it, that's gotta be something, right?
Well, actually, what it is a representation of all of my favorite strains.
A hodgepodge of
exactly.
cannabis.
So,
a mixture of strains.
Jim can tell you a little bit more in detail.
Especially for you.
What it is.
It's a work in progress. We started with blueberry and island sweet skunk.
Okay, so blueberry, one of my, not by itself favorites, unless it's like, it's really hard to make blueberry super dank, but what a great crossbreeder it is. Mm-hmm. The blueberry crossed with the Afghani is, but will always be my shout out to my all-time favorite.
Shishka berry.
Well, then we crossed it to an Afgu.
Oh my God. Oh, can't be more excited. And everybody's like, God, there's so many people driving today that hear this episode, and they're like, my God, this is foreign language to me. What the fuck are they talking about?
It's a true mutt because after that was stabilized, we stabilized the pink characteristics because the plant flower turned pink. And then we crossed it to a chem dog with the sour diesel. So after that was stabilized, we crossed it to an OG plant.
Wow.
So this plant, it was the biggest experimentation of mutt and hybridization.
All right. We got the bastard child that
exactly.
became the queen, the empress. Right?
She's
like Cleopatra of fucking herb strain. I love it. Shout out to Priscilla and her strain. So, Jeff, I didn't get to ask you. Come on, let's throw a little background on you. I see you, he's puffing strong, man. You got to see this guy here. He's fucking killing it in the game. What are you wake and bake to? Give me a song you want to listen to in the background.
I want to give a shout out to Farside
and
Running Away.
Oh, that's the one right there. and Passing Me By. You remember that one?
Passing Me By. Either or.
23,586,000 on the Spotty. That one takes me back, though. This one was like fucking 90s right here. This is college. Like crazy time right there. These guys are great. Those who don't know it, shout out to the Far Side. Even after all these years, they're still performing.
Yeah, we just saw them kill it in Oakland.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, they're the best.
A good song to try, the Priscilla. Damn. Shit smells good. I love it. I feel like I'm like about to smoke like after you saw the Gladiator, you know, for the first time. And he's like the slave that fucking went through all this shit and became such a pimp. That's what I'm smoking today. Look out. Yeah, that shit's great. Real smooth. So what's the THC count on this one?
This one is, I believe, 19%. And as well, very interesting terpenes because of the blueberry, especially the blueberry terps on it.
Yeah, you gotta love the blueberry terpies. Of course, man. Like I said, I love a little fruit flavor. You know, there's a lot of people out there that like Kush's, you know, because of people rapping about it all these years and it just being like the in thing. But I think part of the reason why a lot of people like Kush's is I always say it's a lot of people that smoked cigarettes because of tobacco having a very earthy taste. I think if you had to pick any weed genetic generally, you know, that represents that earth kind of taste, you know, similar, I'm not going to say like tobacco, but let's say a much more higher graded version of it, I think is why a lot of people relate to the Kush's.
Well, the interesting thing to me is if you're really a connoisseur, every day and throughout the day is a different experience, and to smoke the same strain all day doesn't make sense. Yeah. When, you know, there's morning, there's after breakfast, there's lunch, there's afternoon, and then there's nighttime, you
there's
know.
There's a flavor for every moment.
There's a flavor for every savor. That's what's crazy, is how do you even know what to pick?
Well, it's all on mood-driven, purpose-driven.
You know, how do you know what to do then?
You got to try it all. That's the only way. You got to try it all.
But what about those people you hear about that just are so heavily affected? Like, they're like, I need to smoke a sativa. You know, I have to only have a hybrid. You know, I mean, there are people that's how they are.
Sure.
Well, I still think there's an option because Headstrong Indicas, they feel very similar to a sativa, but you have that, you know, amazing body high.
Yeah.
So, you know, you just have to find your strain.
I'm always big on the hybrid. The hybrid's a blend.
Yeah.
A hybrid's like, yo, I'm around here. I'm around this time of the day. I'm around in the afternoon. I'm around at night. Sativa is a little bit different. It's, you know, wakes you up a little bit more peppier, right? Not something you want to smoke at night, but if you're going to go do a fucking cleanup of your room and want to be a little bit sharper, that's for sure the one you want to hit up, right?
Yeah, but as well, you know, smoking a Girl Scout or an OG in the morning, I don't want to go back to bed and sleep. I want to go off to work or something.
Yeah, so again, depending...
Not the best choice sometimes.
Yeah, it's not a... Don't make it be an ultimate determination when you smoke weed. There's so many genetics, there's so many stuff. Just try. But then know what it is and then realize that there are similarities. And then when you try the same name of the bud all over, you'll see, you know, ones are better than others. But you'll know that they're generally what they are. Just like if you drank a certain beer, you know what a Budweiser tastes like, right? You know what a Guinness tastes like.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know what a Coors tastes like. And if someone tried to make something kind of off of that, you know, you or you're in a bar and like it wasn't correct, you know, or it didn't. You know what I'm saying? You're like,
return
shit,
it.
Change that. That doesn't taste right.
Yeah.
Replace the keg because you know it so well, you know? And you got to find those strains that you like, but they might not be around all the time, that's for sure.
Well, hopefully we enter into a market where we can access our favorite buds all the time.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, you know, if you're not, if you don't have a farm and you're not a grower.
For sure. Absolutely.
We kind of get that, you know, that perk.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. But when you're a grower, man, you get so much shit to smoke. You get like, you have so much weed. You're like, man, I can't smoke my own shit. Does that ever happen? You ever like?
Nah, I only smoke my own shit.
You always smoke your own shit.
I only.
That's kind of opposite.
Okay. That's great.
Yeah.
That's good. See, healthy lifestyle. You know, it was good. You know who grew it. You know who made it. You did.
But that's also the joy of being in breeding as well. You kind of, we're working with what we love.
Exactly.
And there's passion behind
and,
that.
And what are we working with? We're working with beautiful ladies, right?
Amen.
Beautiful ladies, amen, that if we take care of them, those beautiful female plants that
they'll
grow.
They'll love you back.
They will love you back. And that's another thing. You know, all you guys who are out there in your cars listening all over the world, you know, there's so many factors. So when you smoke or get bud and you see, like, a bunch of seeds in it, it's because the plant either was male or it was female and it got pollinated. It was near a male plant. It could have been a different genetic. And he's like, yo, baby, you're pretty sexy. I can sense you real close to me. And then he kind of sets out his shit.
That's weed porn.
Floats out, little unicorn, floats out to the female and gets her all knocked up with a new strain. And then she pops out some seeds. But the chronic, the weed that doesn't have seeds, the ones that if you take care of them and they grow, you get beautiful, beautiful chronic weed from the female plants. So it's one of those times where you gotta separate the girls from the boys when you know what you have, and then you end up cloning, which means you cut a part of the plant when it's in its first few weeks of growing. And then it could be regenerated, cloned. Like that shit you hear about, like cloning fucking goats and animals and all kinds of crazy shit. You can do it on your own level with some rooting gel you can find in any damn plant store and a pair of scissors. And again, it's just a natural plant. Grows like a weed. It fucking grows and grows and grows.
But yeah,
Get your garden started. And if you guys being like huge growers, fucking giant growers, tons of plants, someone want to just like get something going in the closet, you know what I mean?
Your own head stash.
Could you give a little advice?
Definitely.
What would be your advice, man?
My advice...
Where do they go? What do they do? What's up?
Is... If you could have your six plants, you're legally allowed to have your six plants, either on your terrace outside or a little closet, you could get a tent in your closet and do your six plants for your private smoke. You know exactly what you're getting, and it'd be an interesting experience for you. If something you see that you enjoy it, then pursue it a little bit to hone it in a little more.
Just roll to Home Depot, go buy some soil, this. Like, let's break it down. They do an indoor, they do an outdoor. If someone just wants to put one in the backyard, do they just go get a big fucking bucket of soil, pop that plant, go to some, you know, medical shop or whatever, like, lay it down?
Well, my advice would be to put...
Because every person in the recreational states are allowed, even if you don't have a medical card, understand in Colorado... California, right? Washington. If you're a citizen of that state and have a state driver's license or ID, you can grow six plants. So you can actually, you know, buy one in a dispensary or place that sells it.
Or buy seeds.
Or buy seeds and pop them yourself. Mm-hmm. And find out which is the male and which is the female.
or you can buy seeds. Yes,
or get feminized seeds. Now, but how often is it actually? It says, oh, it's a female one, and you get a pack of 12. Like that, they're actually all female.
They are. You might
really?
Get, you might get a few hermaphrodite if you plant 1,000 of them.
Okay, but you're saying most of the time, if you buy the average feminized seed, you're not getting fucked. It actually will just grow into a nice, great female plant.
If you buy it from a reliable company that...
Yeah. And if you had to give a shout out to a few reliable companies, which ones would you give the shout out to?
Original Breeders League.
Okay, originally yours, but also,
you
gotta always give a shout out to the fellow homies.
Of course.
It's always about the bond between
us
all.
That's just one reliable source. Sure. There's many.
Resin and the CBD crew.
Shout out to you guys.
Exactly.
And before you even started in the game, who were you buying seeds from?
I never bought seeds personally. Okay. I collected them along the way.
Homies hooked you up, or you tried weed and found a seed in it.
Exactly.
And that's another thing. If you find some chronic and then you only find one or two seeds in it, you might have lucked out and that one could be feminized, right? And then you could pop that in the ground and that could grow as a female, or is that not correct?
No, you don't want hermaphroditic seeds, and but basically you can buy seeds from reliable sources in California legally and online. And
so when they come into a recreational state, can they buy it? They can just walk in into those recreational dispensaries, and if they have seeds, they can just buy it.
Exactly.
How cool is that?
Yeah, and
how cool is that? Shout out to How Things Have Been. Do you know how many motherfuckers over the years, for 40, 50 years, trying to buy shit from Canada and this and all over the country?
Exactly.
Hoping if that thing's going to come through, what the fuck did I get in the bag and shit? Now you can go to a place, buy it, and if it's bullshit...
I'd like to do one more shout out.
Shout out
to a local Doobie. He's doing some great work here.
Doobie doing.
He's got the cuts.
Yeah.
He got the cuts.
He's got the cuts.
Which means he's got those beautiful ladies that you want to be growing in your home.
Yeah.
If you have a chance.
I think also, you know, when...
Okay, so in the excitement of talking about so many damn strains, I see two more bags. What else do we have? The Priscilla was amazing. But I cannot finish a Wake and Bake show and not sample all the goods. My God.
There's vitamin CBD.
Vitamin CBD.
So I was smoking that earlier because we took a dab.
Yeah, I liked that in a joint. I'm not going to really hit it in a bong because I think that might be a little bit too wild. But is the other one THC? You see that? I saw
this
his eyes, like, I saw his eyebrow, like, fucking go. He gave me that, like, real smiley look that you guys could check out on Facebook Live and where we have on our website and there are different sections. You get to see in the Wake and Bake show all the videos and different shows that we play during the Cannabis Talk Show Hour. You're going to see some of these fucking nugs, but I think when he smiled on his face, you could catch it. He saved the best for last. So with the best for last, what do we have?
These are some more OG and Girl Scout crosses.
Gotta love the Girl Scout. Now, that did they get sued or was it was Gorilla Glue, right? So, you know, there's all these names out.
Constant battle.
For weeds and stuff, and then people are trying to, like, mock original...
Well, shout out to Jigga and the Cookies crew.
All right, so Jigga, what up, what up? Waking Bacon to your stuff. Oh, yeah.
Frenchie Cannoli.
Now that one. Oh, Cannoli? Was Cannoli part of this? Oh,
well, he's a hash master.
Well, no. I'm friends with Frenchie.
He's the man.
We won the
squash
off.
Shout out to Frenchie.
Shout out to all my boys who at Rosin Tech make the good presses. And please, warning. And because we have Priscilla here, she's going to attest to this, okay? There are a lot of people out there that are taking hair clips, you know, and wax paper to press and make rosin. Buy your own motherfucking one. They're $30. Do not steal your mom's or your sister's, okay? Because you're going to get high making rosin. You're going to leave some shit on there, and then they're going to heat it up. And Priscilla, explain what happens if your mom or your sister or yourself, by any means, the queen, had someone leave some sticky-ass oil in her hair clips, and then she clipped that shit to her head. What would happen?
Well, I've heard that it burns your hair off.
Oh, you've heard, meaning that you know someone who this has happened to?
No, actually,
But you heard it's an effect of it, that it could be burnt off. Now,
I've seen some videos.
Oh, damn, there's videos. Oh, no, then that means my warning is true. I just thought in my head, like, in a comical sense, but holy shit,
honesty,
that's fucking funny.
You wouldn't be able to open your iron, so.
Oh, it would, like, stick to it? Oh,
yeah.
Interesting.
We got this amazing...
Oh, a little
shout out to Gold Drop.
Oh, I like Gold Drop.
We
for
did
sure.
this amazing collab.
Nice. I like collabby.
These are
is that some oil right there?
CBD diamonds.
Oh, nice. Oh, yeah. Now, this stuff, this is dabbing stuff here, right? So,
yep.
What we're going to do.
I'm going to scoot over.
We have, oh, no. I'll hit that over here for sure. Time to dab it up, dab it up, dab it up, dab it up. Dab it up before the end of the Wake and Bake Show. So we got a few minutes left. Man, what a great show. So much knowledge, and it's so great talking about these great strains. I'm going to take a little dabba of the dabba. And you guys hit your oil usually a little bit, or is it too early in the morning to hit a little,
no, that's,
little gold drop? Or?
That's 90%+ CBD crystals.
Oh, you know, I love
so
love
it's
it. So
heavy, I'm, heavy dose with terpenes added.
I'm
going to
get all terpy. Turby with it for sure. Let me get my grab me a little dab, little dabber,
this
the little
one.
Metal one right there. Yes, perfect. And let me see. Just this. We got it already preheated.
It's the way to go.
Shout out to the e-nails out there, so you don't have to hear me hitting a crazy torch. Which I got guys hitting the torch when they're on here. I mean, that's fine. My boy Pony, he's got like torch addiction, getting hit in the torch too much.
Pony boy.
You know Pony, you know my man.
Uh-huh. We did, we judged the first cannabis cup together in Maine, in Bangor, Maine.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And Pony performed there and stuff. Pony's one of our celebrities, and he's actually right behind you.
Yeah, I was going to send him a picture.
He's on the Pony Pack. Pony has the Puff Tuff show. And stay tuned for his Puff Tuff show that airs on Dash Radio. Shout out to my boy Pony, who also accompanies me on the Wake and Bake show. And you hear him on a bunch of episodes. And we're going to be doing a little live on Dash out in Las Vegas, where we're going to go film a bunch of shows with Pony in a couple of weeks. And
awesome.
A bunch of guests from my old hometown. Shout out to Vegas. Living there almost 25 years. It's almost like I think you can get an award for living
you
there so long and not be dead.
That's what I was thinking. I mean, that's quite the feat, because I can barely handle Vegas for 4 days.
Wow, that's lemony, like a lemon citrus tasting. Wow, right? A little aftertaste, but man, it's got some flavor for CBD. A lot of CBD can be very harsh. I mean, it's good for you, but it could definitely be a little bit of harshness on the body. Oh, I got it. I'll just lay that thing over here.
All right. It's easier.
Yeah, for sure. So, any last words or shout-outs you want to give out to anybody before we wrap up today's Wake and Bake show?
We'd like to shout out our Jamaican partners.
Go for
doing
it.
Doing some amazing, amazing things.
Go for
there.
It.
Green Life.
Shout out to Green Life.
Leaf of Life.
Leaf of Life. And see, it's okay.
Also
sometimes when
life.
You're smoking on the Wake and Bake show and you guys come so early in the morning, at 4:20 in the morning, you're
yes.
allowed to be stoned out a little bit.
Yes,
you know?
Our Jamaican partners, Leaf of Life, we're doing some incredible stuff with research and development going forward with CBD in Jamaica and here in California.
Love it, incorporating. That's why I'm getting all this around the world flavors with original reed breeders, original breed cedars, readers. I mean, fuck, I got high from that CBD. See, that tells you that shit's good. You know it, and that's why we're on the Wake and Bake show, motherfuckers. Driving your car. Thank you so much. Don't forget, we got live concerts, 27 unbelievable music zones to enjoy throughout the day, different zone. Go on Purple Haze Dash Radio and check out our radio schedule and check out the live concerts we have at 7:10 p.m. And featured DJs, check out that page, because we are bringing them in from around the world. All the best DJs around the world doing their own custom sets just for you. We got them playing all throughout the week, different zones of music, cannabis talk shows. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Puff.
Thank you.
Tough.